More than 50 years ago on Pentecost, I celebrated my first Mass as a Catholic priest. Surrounded by family and friends, I was deeply moved to be able to elevate the host and chalice at the consecration in the name of Christ. Little did I know what more than 50 years as a priest would look like for me. Today I look back on all the gifts I received, as well as some of the challenges. I remember my first years working in a suburban parish as an associate priest. I have fond memories of my rural ministry with farmers and ranchers. I remember being a pastor of a large parish with its ups and downs. I recall the opportunities to study at universities to receive graduate degrees. Then I remember my ministry as a chaplain in federal prisons, and later as an administrator of chaplains. Hopefully, I have been open to God's Holy Spirit, who inspired direction in my life. One of the scriptures that inspired me from seminary and through the years was the verse from the letter to the Ephesians, "Glory be to Him, whose power, the power of the Holy Spirit, working in us, can accomplish more than we can ask or imagine. To Him be glory forever. Amen." Today on Pentecost Sunday, we reflect on the gift of the Holy Spirit. With our limited minds, we cannot fully comprehend the mystery of God. The reality of God far exceeds our words and explanations. We have come to understand through Jewish and Christian history that God is love, and that God works through and within us if we are open. The Holy Spirit has been active through all peoples and all creation. The Spirit, according to the book of Genesis, was present in the creation. The Holy Spirit incarnated Jesus in the womb of Mary. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit when baptized by John. The Spirit guided Jesus through his public ministry into his death, resurrection, and ascension. On Pentecost, the risen Christ shares the Holy Spirit with his followers to form a people of God, the Church. Looking back on history, we recognize the Holy Spirit present at the Council of Jerusalem when the apostles realized the Gentiles did not need to be circumcised. The Holy Spirit was present with the leaders of the Church when they came together to formulate the Nicene Creed in 325. They needed to address various heresies which threatened the unity of the Church. We recognize the Spirit present in the life and ministry of St. Francis of Assisi, St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. Teresa of Avila, just to mention a few. In more modern times, we recognize the presence of the Spirit working in St. Pope John Paul II in the fall of the communist Russia, in the work of Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu to overcome apartheid in South Africa, and in the work of Martin Luther King, struggling against racism in our country. We recognize the Holy Spirit working through St. Teresa of Calcutta's ministry with the dying, and in the Second Vatican Council, which adapted the Church to the modern world. The Holy Spirit brings unity from diversity, from polarization and disharmony. In the first reading, the Holy Spirit at Pentecost enabled people of diverse backgrounds and regions of the world to understand each other. In the Gospel, the Spirit of Christ gave the apostles, who were locked in a house out of fear, the courage to boldly proclaim the gospel. In the Holy Spirit, there is no us and them. There is only we. Whenever we see people divided into us and them, there is a disunity, and God is not found there. Whenever we see people coming together in unity, welcome, and reconciliation, we find God. When we recognize that we are one with the created world and entrusted with protecting nature, God is found there. In the time of Jesus, people knew that the wind from the south brought desert heat, while the cold wind came from the north. Today, with our satellites, we can better understand and forecast where the winds will blow. We cannot, however, control the wind. Jesus, in John's Gospel, compares the wind to the Holy Spirit. We may know more about the Holy Spirit today, yet we cannot control where the Spirit blows. The Holy Spirit, the breath of God or wind of God, leads us into the future, deeper into the mystery of God, and deeper into unity with one another and all creation. If we have the courage to put aside our limited points of view, long enough to listen, understand, and respond. Glory be to Him, whose power, whose Spirit, working in us, can accomplish more than we can ask or imagine. To Him be glory forever. Amen.